that we know that Jerusalem is 1,000 feet, meters above sea level.
所以你看见它有一个山谷啊，是一个从海平面100-200，这个400公尺，一直到1000公尺那样的一个谷。
And that is a valley that rises up from the 400 meters right up to the 1,000 meters.
那么主耶稣就沿着那个山谷就往上走。
And so the Lord Jesus traveled along this valley.
那么你知道啊，从海平面一直到海平面400公尺这一段的山谷。
And then this area of 400 meters below sea level
是全世界最艰难的山谷。
And that this valley is the world is the most difficult valley.
因为如果你真的到了那一带，你就知道那个就是那个温度高到一个地步，那简直像地狱的火一样。
You know the temperature is such a state as if that you are in hell.
你知道有的时候在耶路撒冷有雪，结果一到了死海，通通不见。
That we know that occasionally there are snow in Jerusalem, but when you reach the Red Sea.Not a single sign.
那么那一条从耶利哥一直到耶路撒冷那条路叫西安的大道。
That we know, the highway that leads from Jericho, to Jerusalem is known as the Mary's Highway.
所有从加利利到耶路撒冷，他们都要经过这条路。
We know that from Galilee to Jerusalem, they need to pass by this highway.
所以就像诗篇84篇说，他们往西安的大道去。
And so, Psalms 84 said they travel along the highway of Mount Zion.
但圣经说他一定要经过流泪谷。
But they say they have to go through the valley of weeping.
那为什么流泪谷呢
？Why we say that it's valley of weeping?
尤其在海平面400公尺到海平面0公尺那一段的山谷，像火谷，像地狱的火。
That we know from the 400 meters below sea level, right up to even sea level, that is a valley that is very, very, very hot.
所以当你经过那里的时候，你一定落泪的，因为热出泪来。
But you know that you can't help but to shed your tears.
好像这个人经过地狱的火，煎熬出泪来一样。
As if that one has gone through the fire of hell, and that you know that the tears has shed.
所以主耶稣和门徒最后一段路也是经过流泪谷。
And so the Lord Jesus, together with others, they have gone through the valley.
最后终于到了耶路撒冷。
And finally, they have reached Jerusalem.
所以现在你看，路加福音第29节说。将近伯法奇和伯大尼，在一座山名叫橄榄山那里。
And so, as it came to pass when he drew near to Bethphage and Bethany at the mountain called Olives.
那我再说，这个是橄榄山。
This is Mount Olives.
这个是前山，这个是后山。
That is the front and the back of the mountain.
伯法奇在这里。
That Bethphage is on.
伯大尼在这里。
And Bethany is on the east.
伯大尼在后山，伯法奇在前山。
Bethany is in the front, and Bethany is at the back.
那我讲过，你只要到了伯法奇，你就到了耶路撒冷。
That we know that when you reach Bethany, you have actually arrived in Jerusalem.
因为伯法奇是耶路撒冷的最边界。
That we know that Bethany is the border of Jerusalem.
你过了伯法奇，你就到了耶路撒冷。
That we know once you pass Bethany, then you will enter into Jerusalem.
但你不一定进耶路撒冷城。
But it did not mean that you will enter into the wall, the city wall.
所以进耶路撒冷和进耶路撒冷城是两件事。
And so enter into Jerusalem and into the walls of Jerusalem are two different matters.
你进耶路撒冷不一定进耶路撒冷城。
When you go into Jerusalem, doesn't mean that you go into the city of Jerusalem.
所以这个就是你读这段圣经要很小心的地方。
And so we need to be very, very careful when you read this passage.
好，现在我们如果有了这个概念以后，你再读下去。
So as we have this concept, that we'll move on.
所以就往对面村子去，进去的时候，必看见一匹驴驹拴在那里，就从来没有人骑过的，可以解开来。人若问他几什么，他就说主要用它。
And so go into the village opposite you, where you enter, you will find a cord tied on which no one has ever looked. Loose it and bring it here. And if anyone to ask you why are you losing it, thus you will say that because the Lord has need of it.
所以从橄榄山伯法奇。往下走，要到耶路撒冷，已经进了耶路撒冷。那弟兄姊妹，这就是主耶稣骑着驴子进耶路撒冷。
And so this is where, as they enter into the border of Jerusalem from Bethphage, this is how our Lord Jesus entered into Jerusalem.
然后众人就把衣服就铺在路上。
And so they have laid their clothes on the road.
他们的奉主名来的王是应当称颂的，在天上有和平，在至高之处有荣光。
And say, blessed is the king who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest.
那众人就几个文法利赛人对耶稣说：“夫子，责备你的门徒吧。”
And so some of the Pharisees called to him and say, "Teachers, rebuke your disciples."
耶稣说：“我告诉你们，若是他们闭口不说，这些石头必要呼叫起来。”
Jesus said, "I tell you, if those these you keep silent, the stones will immediately cry out."
耶稣快到耶路撒冷，看见城就为他哀哭。
Now as he drew near, he saw the city and wept over it.
所以现在还看见那个城墙。
Now we begin to see the city.
但在这个以前已经进到耶路撒冷。
Previously they already entered into Jerusalem.
所以在最后的主耶稣一个晚，最后一个礼拜。
And so the last week of the Lord's journey.
从主日到主日。
From a Sunday to a Sunday.
第一天就已经开始了。
The first day it began on the first day.
第一天从主耶稣进耶路撒冷，骑着驴子进耶路撒冷开始的。
That is when.The Lord Jesus rode the cart and entered into Jerusalem.
所以我们普通叫的 Palm Sunday, Sunday 就是这样，就是棕榈树的主礼拜天。
And so that is where we often denote this as a Palm Sunday.
那么不要忘记啊，他主耶稣虽然骑着驴子进耶路撒冷，但是可见当他在耶路撒冷的时候，圣经告诉我们说他还没有看见城墙，因为耶稣快到耶路撒冷看见城，才为他哀哭。
And so as when Jesus entered into Jerusalem, he had yet to see the city wall. It was only when he drew near, then he wept over it.
所以这是。主日所发生的事。
And that's what happened on Sunday.
所以现在呢，我们就来到了最后一个礼拜。
And so we come to the end of the last week.
但是我们来到最后一个礼拜，我们觉得有一点点的困难。
As we come to the last week, we may encounter some problems.
因为在我们继续往前看以前，我们要解决一个问题。
Before we proceed, we need to resolve one issue.
我再说啊，我们这一次在一起追求的时候。
This time as we gather to pursue,
你如果和别的书比较的话，你发现最少有两点是不同的。
If you compare with other writings, there are two distinctive
differences. 第一就是特别是约旦河外的波大尼，还有最后六个月，你看见很清楚的，因着更新的资料，就叫我们看得更清楚。
And so the two differences with other writings, first of all, is this.Bethany beyond Jordan, and secondly was the last 6 months. Now we have in fact more updated information.
那还有一个问题就是最后一个礼拜。
And the other problem is the last week.
那么要解决最后一个礼拜以前，我们要解决最基本的问题。
And so in order to resolve the problems we may encounter for this last week, we need to resolve some of the rudimentary problems.
而这个最基本的问题可以说圣经中的难题。
And to resolve these basic problems, that is these are difficulties in the Bible.
好，现在我问你这个问题。
I'd like to ask you a question.
也许你平常不觉得是问题，其实是个很大的问题。
Perhaps you don't think that this is a problem.
好，我现在问你们一个问题：主耶稣到底有没有吃逾越节的宴席
？Did the Lord Jesus consume the feast of the Passover?
他差遣门徒们，两个门徒不是预备逾越节的宴席吗
？So you know that he sent two disciples ahead to prepare for the Passover.
那就是因为最后的晚餐，就是因为逾越节的宴席，然后主耶稣才设立他的桌子吗
？And because of this Passover, he has instituted his table.
所以如果问你们举手的话，你们每个都举手，是不是？
If I were to ask you, you will all raise your hand.
你虽然不一定很熟马太四福音，但你每次拨饼，你就知道这个是一定是真的。
So, if we don't have to be very familiar with the four gospels, but we know that each time we have the breaking of bread service, we have gone through this.
那拨饼的时候为什么有酒呢？为什么葡萄酒不是葡萄汁呢
？Now, why you say that? Why the cup is not the grape juice?
因为我们知道这根本是逾越节里面的一部分。
Because this is part of the feast of the Passover.
这个犹太人庆祝逾越节有四个杯。
That we know for the Jews to celebrate the Passover, they have four cups.
结果主耶稣选了其中一个杯，那么这个杯就是他桌子里面，就是这个就是主设立他晚餐的那个其中一个杯。
And so that one of the cups that the Lord has chosen has now becomes the cup for the last supper.
那个杯里面装的当然是酒嘛。
Of course, what is within the cup is the wine.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果你读圣经的话，这是很清楚的一件事情。
And if you read the Bible, this is very clear.
好，那么现在问题在这里。
Now,
到底主耶稣有没有吃最后的晚餐
？Did the Lord Jesus consume the last supper？
那当然是有啊，否则怎么会有最后的晚餐呢
？Otherwise, how could there be a last supper？
还有怎么会有拨饼呢
？How could if not then how would there be breaking of bread？
但是现在我要继续问你第二个问题。
Now I'm posing you the second question。
主耶稣是哪一天钉十字架的
？Which day was the Lord crucified？
好，我们找到约翰福音，我们要把它看清楚了。约翰福音。第十九章
John chapter 19
十四节，十九章十四节
，verse fourteen。
那日是预备逾越节的日子，约有五正。
Now it was the preparation of the day of the Passover, and it was about the sixth hour.
那你如果看月历的话，日历的话，刚刚好就是正月十四号。
And that you were to refer to calendar as January the 14th.
所以正月十四号大概靠近五正的时候。
And that it, as it was approaching the sixth hour.
主耶稣已经挂在十字架上。
The Lord Jesus was already crucified on the cross.
从十二点到三点钟，他开始说：“我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我？”
From the 12 o'clock, from noon to 3 o'clock, he says, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
到三点钟他就断气。
And at 3 o'clock, he has given up his spirit.
请注意啊，就是他钉十字架，从我的神，我的神，一直到断气这三个钟头。
And so when he cried out, "My God, my God, why have thou forsaken me?" Right up to the time when he gave up his spirit.
结果在圣殿里面有最少25万只的逾越节羔羊被宰杀。
At that time, there were 25,000 of the calf that was meant for the Passover was slaughtered.
所以那天的黄昏，每一个人都领着这个逾越节羔羊，他们都有了逾越节的宴席。
And so every one of them will have this calf to celebrate the feast of the Passover.
如果这样，如果这样的主耶稣，但是主耶稣已经在十字架上。
The Lord Jesus was already crucified.
他怎么可能享受逾越节的宴席？
How could he enjoy the feast of the Passover?
弟兄姊妹，你们有没有想过？
Have you ever thought of this?
一面来讲，马太、马可、路加告诉我们有主耶稣吃了逾越节的宴席。
According to Matthew, Mark, and Luke, that the Lord Jesus had consumed the feast of the Passover.
约翰福音告诉我们，在主耶稣钉十字架那一天，他没有吃逾越节的宴席。
But
这是不可能的事情。
But John told us that he has never consumed the Last Supper.
所以如果这样的话，那么难道马太、马可、路加跟与约翰所讲的是冲突的吗？
Do you think so? This will be a conflict between Matthew, Mark, John, Matthew, Mark, Luke and John?
那我们要说，如果我们要 harmonize, 就是我们要找到它的答案的话，
In order for us to find the solution of this harmony,
那么当然我们要努力去读主的话。
But we need to study hard upon the word of God.
那这个就是圣经中的难题。
These are what we term by the difficulties in the Bible.
那难题是有解答的。
Of course, difficulties there will be a solution.
它是有 solution, 但有的时候呢，不止一个 solution, 可以两个、三个，那就更好了。
Of course, if they have more than one solution, the more the better.
长期以来，它不是没有答案，但是没有一个答案是满意的。
But there are solution, but there's a solution, but it won't be able to satisfy.
那么一直等到我再说，一直等到1947年以这个死海古卷以后
，It was only 1947 after they discovered the scroll in the Dead Sea。
我们对主耶稣那个时候的环境、政治背景还有地理，我们比从前看得更清楚。
Now we have a clearer picture regarding in respect of the geographical position, the political political scene。
现在我们才明白两个没有冲突的。
Then we realized there was no contradiction.
不过但是有一个问题在这里。
But still there's an issue.
这个问题在哪里呢？
Where?
首先我们要问说，主耶稣是在哪里吃最后的晚餐的？
First we need to determine where he has taken the last supper.
主耶稣是在马可楼吃的 upper room.
He has the last supper in the upper room of Mark's house.
我们知道马可楼应该就是在今天锡安山的地方。
But we know that the upper room of Mark is somewhere near Mount Zion.
所以那个就是所谓 Essene, 所谓有一班的人叫爱色尼人他们所住的地方。
And this is where the group of Essenes dwells.
所以当主耶稣打发两个门徒去跟随一个人的时候，你要跟着一个少年人是顶着水壶的，然后跟着他走。
And so he said you have to follow a young man who has carried a pitch on the,just on his head, and you have to follow him.
所以这个证明他去的地方绝对是爱色尼区的，因为你看他们这些人没有结婚，所以呢现在没有妇女做这个事，所以少年人他们就顶着水壶。
And so because they were not married, and it is this group of essence, because that's why they have the young man who has to do this chore.
然后从死海古卷里面，我们对爱色尼人慢慢就明白更多了。
And so we have more, we have a clearer understanding of this group of essence.
然后根据考古学的发现，给我们看见，我们更明白爱色尼的种种。
That we will have an even clearer picture of the background, from the Dead Sea Scroll.
我们知道伯大尼其实就是 就是爱色尼影响很深，就是爱，就是根本就是爱色尼的村子。
That we know Bethany in fact is the village for the Essenes。
那不光是约旦河外的伯大尼，就是在耶路撒冷附近的伯大尼，也是爱色尼人集聚的地方。
That we know that whether it is Bethany beyond Jordan or Bethany that is near Jerusalem, they have this Essenes who dwelt there。
那么爱色尼这些人呢，他们不结婚的。
Know that this group